And once again, we are with, well, let's say it would be normally the Tops Wine of the Week moments that we are facing right now. But again, we are actually very lucky, I say this with good reason, because in front of me is Jade Barter, who comes from Truman and Orange. You've met him before on the show. We've met him. Last time, Jade, you brought a really good scotch with, what was that? It was the Dalmore 12-year-old.
That's 100%, and we bring it back, just a different year.
So we're back with the Dalmore and the beautiful stag emblazoned on the bottle facing you, so you know that it's the Royal Seal.
Yeah,
and that 12-year-old scotch was quite something. But the 15, apparently, is again another thing. Apparently, it is hand-selected sherry casks that give the Dalmore 15 its own characteristics and flavors, to complement base notes of soft vanilla and honey from the American white oak ex-bourbon barrels. Now, vanilla and honey are hardly the terminology that I would normally associate with Scotch whiskey, but maybe you can enlighten us.
Yeah, obviously there's a mix of barrels in the Dalmore range. So you have the American oak, white oak, as well as the sherry. And those sherry casks are obviously ex different sherry, Oloroso being one of them, and there's a mix of kind of different ex sherry casks that are used. And obviously that brings a sweeter kind of taste profile, and then here on the notes a bit more vanilla, some of that sweet. Even on the palate, it's very smooth because of the mix of barrels.
Well, I according to the notes in front of me, the aroma and the palate and the finish are fairly tantalizing. I'm not going to spoil it by giving you the printed document first and then tasting it. I think what we should do, if it's according to your plan, is pour a little dram into each of those glasses, and we'll come back on the other side of a little Uriah Heep, and I'll give you an absolutely honest opinion. I like scotch. I really do. And a single malt for me can be really, really good. The last Dalmore that we tasted made my day. But, you know, sometimes things change. Let's have a look-see. Uriah Heep fading into the background. We're back, having had just the very smallest of tastes, because the idea is not to have a party on a Thursday afternoon, much as I'd love to, but really to bring you the kind of information that you might be able to use when it comes to selecting what floats your boat in the liquor store that we all love, which is Tops of Lifestyle. And right now, I've got Jade Barter from Truman and Orange. They represent the Dalmore range of Scotch whiskies, and man, I've got to tell you, the 12-year-old was good, the 15 is great. It's fantastic. You know, the interesting thing is that I've been drinking coffee all day, so my palate has been somewhat contaminated by that. So generally the first sip is really a palate acclimatization. Is that not the way you should do it? You kind of take a dram and wash it around like mouthwash to a degree. I mean, I'm being very basic here. Of course, you don't do that. You might do it much more genteelly, and you'd savor it every sip because it's expensive as hell. But once your palate has been somewhat modified by that first fire, then the second sip is when you begin to... firstly, it's the aroma. And the notes here talk about orange, marmalade, cinnamon, and nutmeg. Well, you know, once you've heard the magic, that's it kind of psychosomatically presents itself to you exactly like that. But it does have a deliciously citrus and nutmeg cinnamon combination of aroma. And on the palate, they talk about mandarin. So once again, you're back to the citrus vibe, but this time with a little vanilla, ginger, and crushed apples. Now, that's quite intriguing. And then it leaves you with what they call the finish. Again, back to the citrus, but this time caramelized orange and rich dark chocolate. Now, if that does not float your boat, then I suggest you go back to rum and coke, because this is not going to be for you. However, if you enjoy a really fine single malt scotch and you can afford it, because it's, as I say, not exactly the cheapest of tipples, I suggest you take a long, hard look at the Dalmore 15. What does it more or less set you back at on the shelves?
Yeah, it tops 2,750 rand. They're retailing it for.
So that's about 500 rand a shot. I'm joking.
It's a favorite.
But it's a very special, and it's one of those special occasion treats. You know, when you're celebrating something really awesome.
Yeah.
Like just having got through the week, maybe. But, you know, one of those big occasions. You've closed a monster deal, or you've clicked something good. You know, this is when a really good cigar comes out and a really good scotch. And this, oh my hat. I could wax lyrical all day, but then I'd just be stupid. Is there anything that you can add to what I've already waffled on about far too long, actually?
Sure. I mean, obviously, the kind of a bit of that quality comes from Richard Patterson, who is the master distiller for the Dalmore, and he's got over 50 years experience and considered largely kind of the most experienced Scotch whiskey obviously master in Scotland. So having someone like that who knows how to make great whiskey and how to use things like sherry casks is part of really what makes this incredible.
And apparently the way to enjoy a good scotch is to really savor it slowly. You can't really do justice to it if you're just having a drink. This is not just a quick drink. If you're going to have a quick drink, you know, do something else. This is to be enjoyed slowly, because every sip is glorious. And wow, life, they say, is too short to drink slowly, but I don't agree with that. I think it adds tremendous value and quality to your... If you are a Scotch lover, you're going to really enjoy the Dalmore 15. I don't suppose it's going to be on the weekend tasting menu at Tops, because at that price, let's face it. But if you are looking for something unusual and you haven't yet experienced the magic that is to be enjoyed in the Dalmore range, well, you know what? Push the boat out. Treat yourself. You deserve it. And more than that, I don't think I can add, except to thank you, Jade, for popping in with this rather exquisite tipple on a Thursday afternoon. It's the Dalmore 15, retails for around 2.8. Whoa. Look at my bank balance already doing that thing. But you know, one of the finer things in life, and occasionally, yeah, for a treat, go large. That's been the Tops Wine of the Week, if you've only just joined us. And it's not the wine, of course. We're talking about whiskey today. Normally in the Wine of the Week slot, we'll be talking about wines. But this is a special occasion. maybe just to celebrate the end of the middle of the year, June. We're coming to the end of it. Good opportunity to celebrate with a lovely, fabulous 15-year-old Dalmore Scotch whiskey. And as I say, if you just joined us and you've missed most of it, well, you can catch up with a podcast that will be loaded onto our site in the next half hour or so, and you'll be able to hear pretty much what we've been talking about all day. That's a lie. That's the whiskey speaking. I would love to have been speaking about it all day for the past 10 minutes. Jade, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And hopefully we will catch up again really soon. Anytime you happen to have a bottle of Dalmore in your hand, you're welcome in the studio.
Thank you.